So is it that we can't always think of Krishna standing in front of the deities all the time? So we need to, we have to do many other services also as a part of a preaching mission. So we can remember Krishna, that he is the controller, he is with us, everything is happening by his plan. Is this the way we can remember Krishna? Yes, there are various ways. I wouldn't say this is the only way that remembering that Krishna is the I am under working, whatever is happening is under Krishna's is by Krishna's plan, is under Krishna's jurisdiction. That is one way we can remember. There can be many other ways also. For example, I could just remember that the service I am doing is for Krishna. That means, just like Vishnachika Thakur used the example that when a family man goes for working, he says, gone to a distant place for a job or something. At that time, that person may be away from the family members, away from the wife and the children, and maybe different, dealing with different people. But he's thinking, at my home is my wife, my children, and I'm doing this for them. I'm going to take care of them. Now the money which I earn, I'll be sending home, and it'll take care of them. So, although he's practically very involved in the business dealings, negotiations, whatever is there, but his intention is that. So just as while doing various activities, a householder has the intention of taking care of, is remembering the family members because his intention is taking care of them. Like that, a devotee may be doing various activities in the world, but the intention is to serve Krishna. And that intention is the connection with Krishna. So, now Arjuna, when he was fighting the war, was he constantly thinking of Krishna? I mean, I wouldn't say no, but I wouldn't say that, at least the Mahabharata doesn't depict it that way. He was fighting. So, you know, okay, this weapon is coming, what is the strategy I use to counter this weapon? This warrior is good at this, how do I fight with him? So, it's not necessary that right in the middle of things, in the thick of things, we have to be thinking about Krishna. At a very advanced level, that will automatically happen. But at a practical level, if our intention is to serve Krishna, then that itself is a connection with Krishna. Basically, in general, as we keep doing activities more and more, doing a particular activity for Krishna more and more, over a period of time, our focus shifts from the external to the internal. Initially, when we give classes, we think a lot about, you know, how many people are hearing, how are they hearing, and are they... we are very self-conscious. But as we keep speaking more and more, then gradually start becoming more and more spiritually conscious. We start becoming more and more conscious of the fact that I am speaking about Krishna. And specifically where I am, that doesn't matter so much. We are aware of it, but that is not in the prominence of our consciousness. Harishwari Prabhu writes that many times you would see Prabhupada, whether you are speaking on assigned to hundreds of people or you are speaking with two people or two people in a private darshan, he would be just as enthusiastic because he is glorifying Krishna. So this will happen gradually. So initially being aware of the externals is fine as long as we have the intention to serve Krishna. And while doing things, when something goes wrong, it's natural to feel upset. But we recover. Okay, things have gone wrong, but no, Krishna will take care of things. Let me see what I can do right now. There is an incident in the final exam where Prabhupada had a very prolonged illness which went on for a long time. You know, overall, you know, he was quite sick for 6-7 months in the last year of his life. Yeah, so during that period, there's one incident in TKG's diary, I think, where he says that Prabhupada, why is this happening? And we say, why, Prabhupada is a pure devotee, is he not accepting Krishna's will? That's just an emotion at that time. It's not that he became resentful of Krishna or something. That's just a reaction. Prabhupada also says that when the cow came and hit him, when he was distributing books in Delhi, he says, why is this happening? There's a question comes, but okay, we don't know what Krishna's plan, let's move on. So, as a temporary emotion, one needs to be surprised. Prabhupada writes in a purport that a devotee may be perplexed, but a devotee is never discouraged. Perplexed means that one doesn't know how, what to do. Discouraged means one doesn't feel like doing anything only. So we shouldn't have to, as long as our intention is to serve Krishna, we are well situated. And over a period of time, Even if certain circumstances create some negative reactions, we feel taken aback, we'll come back on track. So in bhakti, connection is often a process of repeated reconnection. Connection with Krishna is often a process of repeated reconnection.
Okay.
We will get disconnected and reconnect. Yeto yeto nischarati manaschanchala vastiram tatasodo niyamyetat atmanyevacham niyet. Wherever the mind matters, bring it back. So that's how we can practically apply bhakti in our life. We get disconnected, become reconnected. Disconnected, reconnected again. That's how we move on. Okay?
The second one is...